Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday the 18th of January, and for the day the index fell 8.5 points or 0.11% to 7,408.8. We opened today at 7,424.4. We had a high of 7,445.1 and a low of 7,398.2. So a bit of cautious trade again today ahead of US opens, but we did see the market turn negative this afternoon as Dow futures and NASDAQ futures both turned negative in our time zone. US bond yields heading towards two-year highs, and we also saw our bond yields pushing up towards 1.95%. So not good news for those growth stocks, not good news for those tech stocks. Bank stocks also taking it badly today. Slightly down, we had the big bank basket falling to $180.36, which was down a measly 0.2%. CBA was the big faller, down 0.4%, bit of a broker downgrade coming through there, and Westpac down 0.3%. Macquarie also falling down 0.4%. IAG down 1.6% today. QBE managing a 0.3% fall, and Medibank Private down 2.3% today. So not much good news around in the financials today. Healthcare as well under pressure today, with CSL down 1.6%, closing in on that $273 SPP price. And we saw Fisher & Paykel FPH down 1.3%. Cochlear falling on deaf ears, down 1.6%. And industrials across the board, pretty mixed to weaker. Aristocrat down 1.1%. West Farmers down 0.4%. We had Telstra eking out a small gain, 0.24%. But Woolies down 0.5%. Coles up 0.6%. REITs pretty much unchanged today. Technology stocks as well, relatively unchanged. We had WiseTech down a mere 3 cents, WTC, the stock code there, zero up 0.8%, which did negate the 0.7% fall in Afterpay, with another couple of days to go before they are delisted and become SQ2, as we have discussed in the newsletter. In the techs, we did see that all tech index up 0.6%. BHP, though, doing well today ahead of that crucial vote on the dual listed structure this week, 1.2% to the good. Fortescue, though, down 0.1%. And Rio, quarterly production numbers today, down 0.4%. Although we are seeing lithium stocks continuing to do well. Liontown Resources up 6.3%. Pilbara up 2.7%, although Mineral Resources down 1%. IGO up 1.7% there. Gold miners slightly off. Newcrest down 0.8, and Northern Star down 0.22, and De Grey Mining up 1.1% today. In other news today, we saw energy stocks not really kicking on from that huge oil price rise. It's now at a 7-year high. Santos up 0.14%, and Woodside down 0.16%, so nothing really happening in our oil stocks at the moment. No one seems to believe the oil price at the moment. In corporate news today, the red bubble well and truly burst. They had a update today. The stock fell 22.4%. That was a FY22 outlook and update. Margins under pressure and not looking quite so rosy for them. JB Hi-Fi, though, on the other hand, did well today, up 6.9% after they had a sales update for confession season ahead of 2022 half-year results. So good numbers from them. And DTL also doing well today in the corporate news front. Data 3 were up 14.5% on the back of their update there, expecting a strong first half FY 2022 earnings growth there, so not looking too bad. And IKE, the other one, putting out a business update today with the extension of a customer contract there. They were up 17.7% But before you get too carried away, it is very thin. Only 31,000 shares traded today. On the economic front, we had consumer confidence, hardly unexpectedly, but it fell hard on the Omicron woes in early January. And international arrivals and departure rose to levels not seen since March 2020. And in Asia, we had Japan down 0.1, Hong Kong down 0.1, China up 1.1%, and Dow futures currently down 80 points, and Nasdaq futures down around 150 points as we speak. In terms of the winners, our grinners today on the pedestal, BrainChip had an absolutely stonking day, being the word, up 25.7% to $1.86. BRN, they had volume of 81.5 million shares. There was no announcements, no news today, except they were one of the most tipped stocks for small caps for 2022. And certainly the punters are well into that one at the moment. DTL Data 3, another really good stock today, 14.5% up. Magnus Energy Tech, MNS, doing well, up 10.3%. Calix, one of my favourites in the small cap portfolio, was up 8.7% today. CXL, Trajan Group, was up 8.2%. TRJ, IMU, Imugene, up 7% today. And Aurelia Metals, AMI, up 6.9%. JB Hi-Fi, rounding out the large cap winners, 6.9% to the good. In the losers corner, in the naughty corner today, we saw Redbubble well and truly bursting there, down 22.4%. AVZ Minerals, down 7.5%. ADO, Anteo Tech, which has been riding high on the back of rat tests, down 7.5%. Kogan, clearly suffering as JB Hi-Fi have been going well. Kogan, KGN, that was down 7.1%. Renescor taking a bit of a break today, down 5.3%. And Mincor also taking a break, down 3.9%. And BWX down 3.7% after a recent rise, after that big fall we saw the other day as the CEO changing. Positive sectors today, well, lithium once again, battery tech, and rare earths. Anything that had rare earths in its title of its name, not doing too badly today. Negative sectors, banks, financials, industrials, base metals, not doing too well today. The Alltech index up 0.6%. Gold higher, slightly higher in Aussie dollar terms, 25.29. Bitcoin lower at 42.059. The Aussie dollar lower at 71.89 after those consumer confidence numbers. 10-year yield rising to 1.95%. And stocks on the move today, well, BrainChip we've talked about, 25.7% to the good. Certainly the faithful are back and pushing that one. Huge, huge volume. We also had a good day in that Data 3 on the back of first half earnings growth, 14.5% DTL. Battery Tech, MNS, Magnus up 10.3%. Novonix also doing well today. NVX up 6%. Another battery tech stock. And CRR had a good day today. They rose 20.88%. And on the back of an CRR is Critical Resources. What a great name. Acquisition of Graphic Lake Lithium Project. Talking rare earths, and the names say it all, IXR doing well today. Their ionic rare earths, they were up 14.3%. And ARR, which is American rare earths, up 13.2%. And AZL, which is Arizona Lithium. Notice the trend here, up 7.7%, rally continuing there, but falling flat in AVZ, down 7.5% there as profit taking continues. Kogan down 7.1%. BWX retracing some of that bump higher, down 3.7%. PointsBet still under some pressure, down 3.65% today. Not doing so well at all. Zip continuing to fall. Zip were down 3.4%. Tiger Realm down 16.7% after the appointment of a non-executive director. And Marley Spoon failed to deliver again today, down 9.4%. Triple M, the stock code there. And COB, not close of business, but Cobalt Blue, down at 9.3 cents. percent rather, 6 cents to 58.5. And ADO, which is Anteo Tech, down 7.5% profit taking. Speculative stock of the day, and these are stocks that I like to highlight, usually on good volume and some sort of announcement or reason why they've done well, and maybe some potential for follow through in the days to come. So certainly ones for your watch list. Charger Metals was the speculative stock of the day today. CHR is the stock code. 6.4 million shares traded at 91 cents. 25.5% to the good today. In the news today, Alchem trading update. Alchem, the artist formerly known as Orocobre and Galaxy, Mount Caitlin's strong performance continues, as does positive lithium price momentum. It is really about that lithium price momentum that we've seen for them. Experiencing strong demand for its spodumene concentrate and lithium carbonate, a supply side tightness persists in raw materials and throughout the battery supply chain. Ampol, Q4 Lytton refiner margin, US $11.24 a barrel versus a quarter ago, $6.76 a barrel. JB Hi-Fi, preliminary half year results today, profit 287.9, a year ago 317.7, down on a year, but the number was ahead of consensus, which was at 266.4, revenue of 4.86 billion, consensus was 4.72 billion. Good guys up 2.8%. JB Hi-Fi Australia up 1.2%. And New Zealand, though, down 3.4%. CEO Terry Smart pleased to report the strong sales and earnings for HY22 given challenging circumstances. Online sales now account for 22% of sales, which is a big jump on last year of 13%. LIC Mirrabooka delivered a 26.1% return in calendar 2020. A really good result from them. And Rio, production report out today, reported iron ore production of 319.7 million tonnes for the year. That was down 4% from 2020. It said it could grow Australian iron exports by up to 4% in 2022. In production report today, iron ore division delivered its weakest annual output since 2015. And Redbubble, bubble burst. It said profits the first half of the financial year that ended fell by a quarter from a prior period and warned that revenue from its marketplace platform would decline for the full financial year. In economic news today, weekly consumer confidence took a 7.6% hit as case numbers around the country surged. The index is now down below the neutral level of 100. Back down to 97.9. The four-week average has been 105, and the monthly average since 1990 is 112.4. So not good news there. In Asian news today, the Bank of Japan left policy settings unchanged, though adjusted its view of inflation risks for the first time since 2014. And US markets back on stream tonight. Oil prices at a seven-year high. That UAE drone strike certainly helping push oil sentiment and push keeping those prices buoyed. But US bond yields pushing towards a two-year high. And US airlines are warning of potential chaos as 5G interferes with services. I'll leave that thought with you. That's it from me today. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you're not yet a member of Marcus Today, we'd love to have you on board. You can sign up for a free two-week trial at marcustoday.com.au, and we'd love to see you. And of course, it's a fantastic present for your loved one this January with New Year's resolutions all around. Why not sign up for a newsletter subscription? Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening.